Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 28.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good afternoon. The prayer I offer today with one or two small modifications is that given at the opening of the United States House of Representatives session on February 21st of this year by the Reverend William Gurney. While it quotes some language from the preamble to the United States Constitution, that language nonetheless is a fair representation of the role of members of this North Carolina House of Representatives, and therefore I believe the Reverend's words are apt. So let us pray. Father of Peace, we pray today for the members of this body who have been given the privilege and responsibility of conducting the people's business. They have tremendous tasks before them. They must seek to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to themselves and their posterity. Clearly, no person by themselves is equal to such a task. However, guided by your loving hand and working together, such goals can be achieved. Therefore, be with all members this day and every day they serve here. Give them the wisdom of Solomon, the patience of Job, and the compassion of the Good Samaritan, so that at the end of their days, they may have the sure and certain knowledge that they have served their state and its people well. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Cervania is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for March 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Cervania moves the journal for March 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Chaptered bills will be noted. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hollister, Pickett, Blackwell, and Hawkins, House Bill 317, UNC Omnibus.
Referred to Education Universities, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Butler, Terry Brown, Cervania, and Von Hafen, House Bill 318, Building Code, Electric Vehicle Charging Station.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Blackwell, Eiler, Shepherd, and Cleveland, House Bill 319, Veteran Registration Plate Modifications.
Referred to transportation, if favorable, rules, to calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen and Broadley, House Bill 320, create building code permit technical certification.
Referred to local government, land use, planning, and development, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Willis, Cleveland, Wheatley, and Crawford, House Bill 321, reduce materials, mortability, and Medicaid.
Referred to appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Willis, Clemens, Hollister, and Lofton, House Bill 322, Tri-Share, Child Care, Pilot Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives White, Christian Baker, and Crawford, House Bill 323, certain adult day vacation rehabilitation programs.
Referred to health, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Jeffers, House Bill 324, Durham, electronic notice for public hearings.
Referred to local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert, Kyle Hall, and Zinger, House Bill 325, Kernersville Rural Extension Study.
Refer to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Zane, Willis, Warren, and Kyle Hall, House Bill 326, NC time zone, observed daylight savings time all year.
Referred to Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs, if favorable, State Government, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Harrison, Humphreys, Setzer, and Dahl, House Bill 327, clarify animal welfare status.
Referred to Agriculture, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Sauls and Reeves, House Bill 328, Central Carolina Community College Funds.
Referred to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Ross and Rydell, House Bill 329, Historic Towers at Glencoe Village Funds.
Referred to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Shepard, House Bill 330, School Athletic Eligibility Appeals to Superintendent.
Education K-12, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 331, Southeast Regional Airport Authority Members and Sales.
Local Government, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Zinger, Johnson, Tyson, and Potts, House Bill 332, Streamline Commercial Multifamily Building Plan Review.
Refer to Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Crawford, Gill, and Reeves, House Bill 333, Restore State Employee Teacher Retiree Medical Benefit.
Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Lambert, House Bill 334, Establish 2 at-large seats, Winston-Salem City Council.
Refer to Local Government, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 335, No Privilege Tax for Certain Professions.
Referred to Finance, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Ball, Lambert, White, Staten Williams, House Bill 336, Health of Students and Nursing Every School.
Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Sane, Lambert, Arkin, and Brisson, House Bill 337, 2023 Appropriations Act.
Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Adams and Kidwell, House Bill 338, Lifetime Concealed Handgun Permit.
Refer to Judiciary 2, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Robertson, Logan, Gill, Terry Brown, House Bill 339, Support Male Survivors of Domestic Violence.
Refer to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Lambert, Loftus, Potts, and Sasser, House Bill 340, Medical Children and Families Specialist Plan.
Refer to Health, if favorable, Insurance, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Dixon, House Bill 341, Tropical Storm Fred, Unexpended Funds for Wildfires.
Refer to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Willis, Clemens, Lambeth, and Loftus, House Bill 342, Extend Child Care Compensation Grants.
Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Willis, Clemens, Lambeth, and Wheatley, House Bill 343, Increased Rates, Set Floor Child Care Subsidy.
Refer to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Willis, Clemens, Lambert, and Jeffers, House Bill 344, Quality Rating Improvement System, Rating System Reform.
Refer to Health, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 88, Senate Committee Substitute Fifth Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to clarify filing of vacancies on the Guilford County Board of Education to provide for partisan election members of various county boards of education and to provide for even year elections in town of Maysville and Pollocksville for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for 3/15/23.
Senate Bill 95, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expedite transfer of water and wastewater public utilities.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 156, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize children and families specialty plan as an additional Medicaid managed care plan and making other changes related to statutes government Medicaid managed care.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, pursuant to the announcement of the Speaker last week, there will be no votes tomorrow, Tuesday, but there will be votes on Wednesday. Representative Cervani is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 14th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth by Rule 15.1.
Representative Cervania moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, March 14th at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
To the Chair, House Bill 170, Continuing Care Retirement Communities Act, which is an agency bill. This bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Health. We refer to the Committee on Insurance, and the zero referral to rules remains. Motion to the Chair, House Bill 338, which was read a first time earlier this afternoon, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 2 and referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Clarification for the record that House Bill 338, short title, Lifetime Concealed Handgun Permit.